is the New Normal Podcast.
So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the New Normal Podcast. You know, I am your favorite baby daddy.
That's just my baby daddy. Who that is? That's just my baby daddy.
Who that is? That's just my baby daddy. We already having laughs already. But anyway, I'm here with my crew, you know, my crew plus one, you know, to the left of me right over here is, you know, our light skin T-bone steak right over here, you know, our goddess Janelle.
I look like bae.
Yes.
Y'all already know. Peace and love, everybody.
Peace and
finger
love.
Snaps.
I need some more ice.
You know what? Not only did you not finger snap, did you interrupt?
Just a little bit, but it's okay. But moving on, though, you know, moving on. So, you know, all the way, you know, we're going to skip over our guest real quick. You know, she's going to get her own little introduction real quick. But moving on, you know, we have our savage over there, you know.
Savage.
Our social butterfly. Miss Sophie.
Hey, yes. Y'all.
And last but not least, you know, our other, you know, man of the show, you know, he has a dark skinned heart but a light skinned face.
Y'all know what it is. You know the shit, man.
I've never heard anybody say that. That threw me off. Okay.
But you know, this is our, you know, a shot caller over here.
Shot caller, with a baller. Shot caller, like a tailbot.
Yeah, so before we do our regular toast of the night, right? I feel like you know, shot caller, you know, you got to introduce our new guest.
No doubt. No doubt. We got the homie Sheena in the building. You feel me?
That's me.
You know what I'm saying? Sheena's in the building. Mm-hmm. And today's topic, BBLs.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So how do y'all know each other? I just, you know.
So we used to work together at the same bank.
Yeah, back in my working days.
Actually, he was actually a wholesome man.
Yeah.
And wasn't in these streets.
Yeah, I was gonna say, y'all be out here
thotting. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I was just saying, back when I was popping.
Back when I was working for the man. That's what I'm about to say.
You know, you're on your, you know, your entrepreneurial, you know, lifestyle
exactly,
right now. You know,
what I'm saying? You know, real estate stocks, you know, all that shit.
Exactly.
You know, we're learning.
You know,
we're
get learning. Out of the rat race. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. You know, nothing else. You know?
Yeah, that's what they call it nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. 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 Savage.
Cryptocurrency is called. Okay. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it nowadays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you know. We have a guest for tonight, and the reason, if you didn't hear what Sean said and you're not looking at what
the
title of the show, you know, we're talking about BBLs. And Miss Sheena over here is on her way.
Yeah,
so we're going to have two parts. We're going to have two parts.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to have this is the before.
Right.
Yes.
And then we're going to have the after.
Go ahead after.
We got to see what the after look like.
I want to see what the after look like. I'm scared.
I would be too, because I know this is kind of like the most, you know, dangerous of the cosmetic, you know, surgeries and things like that.
Just add on to her nerves, bro. Just add on to the nerves, bro.
She already paid for it, you know.
Right. No turning back. No.
It is already paid for it, but I could get my money back. But
how does that work?
Well, I could say I had COVID.
Oh.
Things like that. Like,
well, I guess you can't say that now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could.
He ain't watching this.
Right.
He's not
right.
Watching this. Right. But, yeah, so, like, anything. Say if, for instance, I didn't get the clearance from my doctor, but they cleared me. But then my doctor said I couldn't do it, but I put my money down. I get my money back like that, too.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've been totally cleared by your doctor?
My doctor did it.
The process for them to clear you?
So I had to take a lot of lab tests. Like, they took mad blood. So I had to take an EKG, a chest x-ray, and then mostly just like all black lab work with blood, HIV tests. I don't have to take a COVID test because I'm vaccinated, but I'm still going to take one because of the recovery home I'm staying in. They want one, even though I'm vaccinated. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and a regular physical with it in general to make sure that I'm physically available, I guess. I don't know how that worked out because I was out of breath.
I have another question. Do you have to stay in the recovery home? Like, is it mandatory?
No, it's not mandatory. You could, like, get an Airbnb and then have, like, a nurse
and then do the massages and things like that.
To your hotel or your Airbnb. But I chose to do a recovery home with actual nurses, mm-hmm. where, like, you know, they check your vitals and they give you your meds and things like that, because I don't want to die.
Well, we don't want you to die.
We don't want that either. That's bad for business right there. So, you know, me as the guy, you know, we're the niggas of the show. Mm-hmm. And just looking at you, mm-hmm. I don't feel like you really need this BBL.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you so much.
I told you that. You know what I'm saying? I talked before.
Yeah, he said that too, but. Yeah.
So.
I don't need it.
But so why are you gonna get it though?
Oh, okay, so right, my father, you know, he's Irish and Black, right? So I feel like I have my father's genes, which is the Irish side. So he just gave me nothing but a back, right? So it's not in my DNA. Like, homeboy wears suspenders and a belt and it doesn't work, right? Whereas for, like, my mom, her side, they all have really nice shapes, but I wasn't blessed with that. So I want to enhance it by going to get
so
the
basically
BBL that
you
way.
Want.
Yeah, she got a little bus, so big
back. Just, you know, just a little poking out, you know, slow.
And also, another reason why too, and I suggest you ladies don't do this, okay? But my dude, he said that I'm not up to his standards.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
How long have you guys been together? Yes, womp him. Definitely womp him.
Wow.
This is your boyfriend? Or like someone you're dating? It's your
Let's
boyfriend?
I'm going to say dating.
Are we allowed to say shit like that?
We were in a relationship.
Are we allowed to say shit like that?
Like
fuck him?
No. Oh. Well, he said to her.
I never knew that I was allowed to say that.
I didn't know that.
No. If I ever find out y'all ever told a female that, I swear.
He's exercising his amendments to the fullest.
That man is brave. I just gotta say that. You know,
it's his world. So that's
how. So that must be the Irish side of you, just kind of, you know,
rock.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you guys been dating?
Well, no, we were in a relationship. So just recently, when he told me that, now you could say we're dating because we don't have that title anymore. Like, he's still around, but see, he don't know that once I get sucked in fluff, it's over for him.
So the whole new you, I needed him right now.
I couldn't really let go because he's paying for stuff.
Sponsors. Okay. You know, we need sponsors to the show too.
Right.
We definitely.
That was one of the questions on the night. So how are you financing this?
Well, he's not financing that part. I'm not financing it. I paid it all in cash. But I also work. I have a full-time job, but I also have my own business, and I'm a lash artist. So I don't know, but thank God I've been booked and busy so much that I was able to save up enough to pay for the surgery part.
Okay. God, so he's paying for the recovery?
He's paying for recovery, my massages, my airfare. And he's also paying for recovery because my friend coming with me, but he don't know.
Wait. One minute. You're trying to tell me, like, is it another girl or a guy?
It's a girl.
Okay.
That's my best friend.
Okay.
That's savage squared right there.
Able to bring a dude, but he ain't want to come. So.
The boyfriend didn't want to come.
Yeah, the boyfriend.
Okay. I was about to say, we're going to have to edit the shit out of this.
When are we editing this episode?
I don't know, but everybody know I'm a cheater. It's okay.
I love her. Yo, she's hilarious. Wait, we didn't even toast, y'all.
Let's keep this going, though. Take my water. I'm going to Dr. Fisher in Miami.
So not Dr. Miami.
No. Because he's not doing so well.
No.
Like, now I just feel like he's getting more and more, like, since he's so famous, I don't think it's him doing the work.
Oh, no. We know that.
He can't be doing all that.
There's no way it's just him.
But not even, because, like, you know, in the beginning, it was him. Mm-hmm. But then when everybody started booking him, it's like he too good.
He's too good for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's probably everybody's an extra charge for just to have him do it. Probably. Just like the whole Salt Bae. Mm-hmm. How much is a whole extra charge just to have Salt Bae throw salt on your food? It's probably the same thing with Dr. Miami.
Oh, of course.
His price done went up.
Yes.
Yesterday's
price is not the same price. Yes.
Definitely not. So
wait, I want to know. Okay. I want to know something. So, how did you choose the doctor that you chose?
Well, I was on YouTube, and I've been following this one girl. Her name is like Aaliyah Face. I'm not sure if you ever heard of her, but she went to Dr. Fisher in the beginning, and ever since I saw her and what she looked like, and she like her body was like shaped like me, but I think she's a little taller than me, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, he does like what I want. So I've just been following him, and now he's so dumb expensive when I should have booked a long time ago. But.
So that, I mean, what do you want though? Like, what's your body goal? Yeah, like, what celebrity?
Who has my ideal body? My ideal body. I love me some Ashanti. But she's natural, I mean, is she really all the way natural though?
Because I don't feel like she, because she did not have that. She did not have that shape. She did not have that shape. Yo,
I can't say that word. You can say whatever you want.
She did not have that shape. I'm telling you. I'm not. Let's go back to the, you know.
We can pull it up. Look at her age at that time. She probably wasn't even
fucking.
Exactly.
She was fucking.
She definitely was.
Wasn't it like it came out that she was fucking Irv Gotti or something like that?
No, he was messing with Aaliyah too.
Hey man,
she probably was. Yeah, the industry niggas, they do that. But either way, if Ashanti's body is real or not, that's her body goal.
Yeah.
Well, not really, cause she really don't have like a big butt. Mm. I just like how it goes in, like her curvature.
Okay, so you want the hips because I know with the surgery they ask you who do you want to look like?
I'm not allowed to bring wish picks because everybody has a different shape. Yeah. So what I may like about Ashanti, he may not give me because my torso might be different.
Yeah.
So it's more of the, yo, just suck me and fluff me, bruh. And give me
suck
some
me and fluff. Yeah, I like that.
That's what she said. Y'all heard that?
Suck me and fluff. Oh,
I might have to use
pause
that.
Right now.
She wasn't getting it until she got it.
Okay.
Do you think that like after this you will want more surgery?
Not, the only other thing that I'm thinking about doing is I'm going to go to, Columbia. I'm going to go to Mario to get my teeth fixed.
Right. Oh, so this is not the, like, this is not the, you know, this is not the last one, basically.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
but,
okay.
Like, physical, like, rough, like, downtime, because the teeth, you up and running the next day or anything. Like, you don't really have downtime. Mm. But when it comes to, like, nah, I'm not going to get my boobs done or anything like that, because people pay for the boobs that I have, so I'm not going to get those done.
You know, they made songs about, no, you know. Throw some days on
them. Yeah, I got triples. Yeah,
you more than me, I got double.
Yeah, so yeah.
Thank you, good
like,
at the party.
I think that's probably the only other thing that people keep asking me, like, am I going to get my boobs done, or if I'm going to get a lift or anything like that.
It's probably because, you know, you do you cover up a lot, like, you know?
No, I love my boobs.
Oh, you let them? You let them girls out, huh?
Boys, you like, you're a little, nah, I used to flash them.
We ain't New Orleans. It ain't New Orleans, but you know, we gonna throw some beads. I got a
it's
chain.
Yeah, right?
You know, we can throw.
Yo, my boyfriend, when boys went through, he'd just be like, oh my god, your boobs big. He'd be like, show them. I'm like, bloop.
Oh,
that was show. That was stupid.
They must be nice.
Yeah, we are two opposites. Yeah, because I would not be showing my boobs.
I mean, I had my bra on, but.
Oh, that's not fun.
No, that's no good.
That's no thrills.
You gotta have something. I mean,
that you gotta be boundaries to the amount
you only can have a little bit. You only can show a little bit. Like, I can't, like, no.
Does the bra deserve beads? Can you get beads from that?
Nah, you can't get no beads from the bra.
Yes, you
no
can. Yes,
from
you
the
can.
Bra.
You can. I got a few.
Nah.
Yes, you can.
Get some wooden
you
know, beads.
You can't be naked. That's what you indecent exposure. Well, I'm probably said the wrong word.
Exposure, but it still work, but.
But yeah, technically, you can get beads from just showing bra because you're technically not supposed to be naked.
Oh, but no, but in the French Quarter, please.
No, no,
you can't.
Of course, they probably be letting them.
Yes, they let it slide because of where it is, but technically, legally, if
we really aren't supposed to do that,
you're really not supposed to do that. Do they let it slide? Yes. Okay.
So, you know what I gotta say about
so
that.
But that's what I said. They will let it slide. So feel free to show them freely, okay?
Nah, man. Show Victoria's Secret. You want some beads from me, man.
Look, the Victoria's Secret.
Show Victoria's Secrets. But look,
you know
Sheena.
Victoria's Secret?
Huh?
Don't tell them. Don't bust their bubble. No. Let the women on you know what Victoria's Secret is.
I don't
is.
Even know.
Girl.
Victoria was a man.
Victoria is Victor, okay?
What?
Yes.
Cut that out.
He's in full shock right now.
What? For real?
You think that's a lot of women.
I didn't know
that's
nothing
not, that's
about
some bullshit. Nah.
He probably for named real? It after his mother. Victoria's Secret. Mother,
you know, a lot of women clothings are made by men.
Yeah, like Fredericks. That's another laundry.
I mean, I know Fredericks. Well, I know who he is.
Wait. So he was a man that he was a straight man.
He probably wasn't straight.
No,
none
no,
of them niggas.
He could have been straight.
Nah, them niggas ain't
well,
straight.
Back in the day,
no, because if he's a straight. No, I mean, no, well, not even.
He could have been straight. Yeah, because back in the day, a lot of men like would create the things for,
that they wanted to
their,
see, right?
For their woman. Yeah.
Man,
I'm saying
I don't know about
don't
that
know.
One. I'm gonna have to do
know.
Some
you know
research.
What?
Yeah, do research.
Yeah, because I know Versace and all them niggas was gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So man. You know,
just because Versace was gay doesn't mean all the other ones were gay.
Like, a lot of them niggas is gay, but we not here to gay bash and not like we not here to gay bash. We love our gay. We love our LGBTQ.
LGBTQIA.
Yeah, whatever. All them. All.
Each letter LGBTQIA+.
Hey, it's, every year there's another letter, but we support y'all, we love y'all, we respect y'all. I didn't know there was a T, but I thought there was just the plus and all that other stuff. But there's a
Wait,
T in
what's
it.
The T was a plus.
Okay. Oh, you said it was.
You just
said.
I said it so fast. I
could
LGBTQIA.
Yeah, I have.
Bruh, oh man. Yes. Please watch those. Shout out Dave Chappelle.
Okay, so back to the topic.
Yes, yeah, back to the topic.
I got a question. Yeah. I got a question. So you going to delete your old pictures after you knew again?
Am I going to delete them?
Yeah, you going to delete them?
Nah, because they from the waist up.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that.
I like you. Where are you from? Can I ask?
I'm from Jersey City.
Okay.
All right. She's up by me.
She said it's from the way. So, all right, you're not deleting the old pics, but are you gonna be brand new though?
Yeah, I'm gonna be brand new.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my confidence gonna be on 35.
Mm. So where your confidence at right now though?
22.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Like internally I'm good. Right, I feel like my personality is great, everything like that. But it's more my outside appearance that I feel like that I'm not like.
It's not poking.
Fashion Nova not working for me right now.
I mean, but Fashion Nova is not for everybody because, like, for instance, right? I'm sorry, Janelle. You know, I gotta use you as an example because you know you have a backside. You know, they might not know. But
we do.
We do, you know. And you know,
you can wear Fashion Nova.
But is every Fashion Nova for you?
No, there's actually a lot of Fashion Nova I had to send back, and I hate Fashion Nova's return policy. Me so too. Honestly, I really don't even shop at Fashion Nova like that for real.
So that's why I was bringing up Janelle's backside. You
but
know,
see that? My sister, she wears a lot of Fashion Nova, right? Excuse me, but her stuff looks good, but I think the reason why hers look good because she's 6 foot, right?
So see, man.
Like, I guess because it's tall and they like have longer torsos, maybe it's stuff look good for her.
We gonna get into that real quick, right? Yeah. We gonna get into that real quick. So I don't know if y'all saw the little Duval, you know, post that he recently posted. Yeah. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Ian, did you see it?
I saw it.
Ian.
I saw it. I'm gonna beat you to the chance because I know that the Savage was gonna say something about that.
Ian.
So you know, Little Duval. No. Little Duval had a post, and you know he posted up like this dude that was like 5'2", 5'3".
He was 5'3".
And then he got surgery. Now that nigga
this
like 5'8", 5'9".
So
shit,
he
right?
Stretch his legs.
They did a
yeah.
And they yeah. linked now.
Yeah, wait, y'all ever saw White Chicks when they was questioning one of the White Chicks characters was like, oh, you got taller, and she was like, I got my knees done. And then the short girl was like, wait, you can do that?
Right, you can do that.
That's it turns into a reality.
Yeah. That was probably Ian when he saw that post.
So
like,
I'm gonna mute her mic right now. She's muted. So I ain't gonna lie. I did look at that doctor. I did my little research, you know. And I was like, I looked at the price, I was like, oh, I could do that.
How much is it?
It was like around 6,000.
That's it?
Yeah. I was like, $6,000 for 6 inches? Yeah, I said 6,000. Yo, it's literally 1,000 an inch. Oh. I was like, yo, I could be a footer by December. Yeah. but I was like, you know what? I could never do that because I could never do that. I could never do that.
If y'all thought this nigga was from the streets before... After he had his surgery.
Yo, hold on. Let me see the hookah real quick.
With his
man, my shit is just gonna have my shit hanging, just like that. My thing is, I'm just like you, Sheena. I'm not going to just get the feet done. I'm just not going to get the feet done. You know what else I'm going to get done? No, I'm going to get the hairline fixed. get all that, yo.
So wait, but how does that work though? Like, what about a person who doesn't have long arms? They're going to get taller, and then they're fucking.
That's true.
Well, there's people that are short. Tall with short arms, though.
Yeah, man.
But still, like, if he was to get the surgery, he has short arms.
It's not gonna be that. No. It's not gonna be that. You're not gonna call me a fucking fucking raptor. I'm not gonna be a velociraptor in this bitch.
So would you, if you get your knees done, would you have been like,
nah, my arms is good. I'm good.
If you don't go anything over 5'7", I think you'd be all right.
Nah, I'm going for the whole foot.
You're going for the 6 foot?
Oh. I gotta be a footer. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go all the way.
Okay.
Why, you know.
Well, you wanna be 6 foot when you
say? Why not?
Oh, yes.
Why not?
Why not?
I'm a. Hey, man. It is what it is. But you know what? But you know what? I'm going to have so much big dick energy. I'm going to tell you that right now. My shit is going to be swinging. Yeah, I think I was for the, you know.
Lady, be ready. You won't be able to play with you guys.
You thought I was, you know,
the street.
You thought I was
laying out a picture.
Yo, listen. Hey,
like, man.
I can't reach.
It's gonna work. It's gonna work.
Yo, you can't drop none of your belongings.
Yo,
man.
You
want to get on the floor? Hey, man. Yo, that's gonna be the best way for us to mess with him now. Just start dropping his shit. Ian, pick that up.
But you know what, though, the thing about it is you're not gonna be able to do nothing because I'm gonna be a footer finally. I'm gonna finally reach my goals.
Yes, okay. But mind you, he's gonna be 6 foot, but still won't be able to reach nothing. Like,
you still gonna step on the steps stool.
All I gotta do is I just gotta get close. We always gonna be like this. That's it. We always gonna be side to side. That's it. It's cool. I'm alright with it. Yo, you know, personal space. Who need personal space when you a footer?
You won't have much because you know extra room. But I have a question.
Yeah.
So you know, for like people that, because I know there's a lot of critics that say, well, because you know Jada Pickens, she said that she wanted to get a BBL, but then she realized that, you know, I could just go to the gym and get that. Like, what is your thoughts and opinions about people saying, like, what's the point in getting the BBL? Why don't you just work out and go to the gym and do this?
It's not in my DNA. So I could work out as much as I want. My back just gonna be strong. Because I got a whole back.
That's what.
So have you worked out and tried to?
Yeah, but I get bored. Nobody wanna talk to me. So I don't.
What you mean? I don't.
Like, when I go to the gym, I like to go to the gym with people so I can talk. I don't like
Sheena, that is not what the gym is meant for.
Well, I'm telling the truth. You asked me.
Okay, yeah, I guess we do respect the truth. Mm-hmm. However, you're taking the cheat code way out.
It's okay.
That's cool. We're not judging.
No, my whole thing is, do you feel like you're taking the cheat code way out?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah. Why not? Own it. That's cool.
If you gotta do it,
this shit is the ultimate cheat code. The ultimate. You know what, a great authority, you do like left, right, up, down, R1, L1, you get all the guns?
It's not really a cheat code.
Why ain't it?
Because they're just transferring the fat. So if I'm walking in there at 200, when I come back out, I'm going to be 200.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that because I know, like I said, my cousin and her friend went and got the surgery done. Even though we're not going to talk about all that, but anyway, they went in, like, say she went in at 200, and she came out like 185. Like, they
You can't even be like that, because he even told me that the doctor told me, he was like, this is not a weight loss surgery.
It's not a weight loss surgery, yeah. But you're going to lose weight.
Right. I could possibly lose weight, but that doesn't mean that it's
My thing is this, though. So once you get the surgery done, there's not going to be any excess fat or whatever.
Some of it can't make it.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not going to be like a drastic change. Like, I'm not gonna be like 10 pounds less.
What my cousin was saying, that they were saying to her, is like, you have to eat after the surgery. You have to eat because you have to feed the fat.
You're not really feeding the fat though. You're eating to build more blood cells so that the fat that is there can adhere to it, because it needs blood supply. So if you're not eating, you're not making a new blood cell to make a blood supply for that new fat.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Girl, you got the science now for this.
No.
How long have you been doing your research on this?
Well, when I looked at my Bible the other day, it said that I've been thinking about this since 2014.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
7 years in the making.
Yeah.
That's like a Dr. Dre album.
Well, and I think that also came from, because back in the day, I used to be a bartender too. But I didn't have that look.
Tina, but the good thing about you, right, is because there's some girls that get this surgery and then they just look like they shouldn't have gotten it. Like, they're just completely unproportioned. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got these skinny ass toothpick legs and then this big ass.
I did a little examining, you know, when you did walk around a little bit, I did a little creep show.
I told him that I would like my butt to connect to my thigh.
Right.
I don't want the butt and then a leg.
And then boom. Yeah. Right.
But he also said that it wouldn't be like that because I have a thick leg.
Right. Yeah.
But he just has to fat graft it so it could just be a smooth transition.
So a blend, it could just kind of blend.
And what some.
You want the girl. Do you want the Coke bottle? You know?
But I also don't want to. I want the Coke bottle. That's more with the slope, right? The slope butt. Yeah. I want that. But I don't want the hips too wide. And I don't want my butt to be like bubbly, because he did tell me, like, I have lower butt. Like, I have lower ass. He was like a teardrop. Your butt is like a teardrop.
Yeah.
Or upside down heart.
Heart, yeah.
So he was like, so you have ass at the bottom, but we
it does not look like
it ain't at the top.
So, question. So once you get the surgery and like later on down the line you find someone that you want to have kids with,
I'm not having no kids.
Oh, you don't want to have kids.
Now my dudes, they can have the kids. You can have the kids. I could be somebody's stepmama. But I don't want. No.
So, all right.
I'm too old. I said if I didn't have kids by 26 or
20. Wait. How old are you?
I'm 36. Sorry.
Oh, we the same age.
You know, black don't crack.
You know, you're not like 36. This game right here.
Black don't crack. I don't know about that one.
Oh, shit.
Do I look 36, though?
Damn.
No.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, but you do. Kind of.
Whoa.
You do. Just because we know black don't crack.
But listen,
but like,
does that make any sense?
No, I don't know what you're trying to get at.
I understand that they trying to cut me down at the knees. I'm already down, my nigga.
Well, you started down,
you know,
but you know, it's not much need to cut.
I ain't got no.
But. You know what?
I know you, my bro.
You my bro. You might want to pour another one.
What you been sipping on? Because that's not just wine.
Look, man, I told you. Know what I'm saying? She was like this, and it was cranberry last week.
She's dripping on gin and juice. You sipping on something it's real gangster.
Okay. Yeah, she rolling down the street, sipping on.
You drink some thug passion.
And no.
Okay,
gin and juice.
Wait, so Sheena, who
go
on?
Back.
So you don't want to have kids?
No.
Okay, so it's not.
That's probably because that's one of my things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, you know, like surgery, like, should really, in my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a mommy makeover would be great, you know what I mean, for a woman. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact that you don't want to have kids is like you would be, you know, almost intact.
Yeah.
Now, did they tell you, like, does this require any type of maintenance or?
Yes, I will have to change the way that I eat. So
permanently or just for
not really permanently. It's just you really want to just watch what you eat, like not stop what you're eating, but watch what you eat. So like instead of me having two slices of pizza, do one slice and stuff like that. And then instead of me not going to the gym, go to the gym, like just to maintain the results. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to work out too hard, because since the fat's in your butt, your butt's going to get smaller. So if you don't want your butt any smaller, you know.
Wait. Oh, because you'll be working the fat off.
Yeah. So, you know, then she might need to get them ass shots.
Right.
No,
you get that too. Can you not be one of those girls who just act like the? Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say that. Are you gonna be one of those girls that act like the gym did this? When you go to the gym and you're making the videos, the gym did.
I get it.
I feel like that's mental illness.
No, most of the people that I know that I hang around with, they know what I'm doing. Now, people that don't know, like, I won't have a problem telling you, I altered my body with my own fat.
Right.
But.
There's women that do that. There's people that do that. Like, I'm in the gym all crazy, and this is the reason why I look like this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, not really.
Listen, in my book, it's still naturally hers because it's just moving from one part of my body to the next.
Yeah, but the gym did not do that for you.
Correct.
Yes. Oh, no, we understand that part.
You know what I'm saying?
But she's still considered natural.
I'm gonna say this.
Naturally, my fat.
It's naturally hers.
It ain't
natural.
It ain't naturally yours. Got it. Hold on. I'm gonna say this right now. Hold on. God ain't blessed me with height, and God ain't blessed you with an ass. But it's okay though, because you know, man has made things that has enhanced certain qualities. So if you want to enhance it, it's cool. I don't have a problem with that.
But I'm creating that shit. There is nothing there.
I know y'all Haitians, the Haitian community, because that's something they teach us, like us females. You know, when you have your kids, when they're a baby, they literally teach you to mold their butt.
Head. Oh, their butt?
No, yeah. They mold their baby's butt.
They molesting a kid?
No, they're like massaging. The same way like you get your massages after the surgery, they'll massage it so that like their kid's butt can have a form.
Okay.
They're not molesting them. They're just basically the same thing you do to your
to
baby's
head.
So it won't be like big and you want a perfectly round head. It's like they're making sure.
I
didn't
do that with my son.
It's a Caribbean thing. You're not fully Caribbean.
I'm fully Caribbean. I'm full blooded. But
your Jamaican card has been revoked. You already established that.
Nah.
They don't do that with the niggas, though. Not with the boys.
No.
Yeah, nah.
Well, so that's probably now why they be having them big old bubble butts now when I think about it.
I mean, I don't know nothing about that, but I'm just saying. I can understand why you wouldn't do that. Which boy?
The Africans, I have.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that makes sense.
I don't want that butt.
No.
I want that butt for you.
Yeah, like how it just sits like that.
I want to be able to be like, yo, can I put this cup on your ass?
I don't want it. Like, can you hold this one, baby? And you don't even gotta take it with your hands.
What is wrong with y'all?
Okay, back.
I think that
is very attractive. You know,
I think
you gonna
nice
have
too.
That. You gonna have that TNA.
Because I don't necessarily have a butt you can sit stuff on. I don't. I used to right before I lost all the weight that I lost post-COVID.
Post-COVID.
So, Janelle, would you have the surgery?
No.
If you.
What is Janelle getting surgery for? Like, what?
No, but would you have like any plastic surgery? She said no.
I'm not anti-plastic surgery. I'll put that like.
I'm just confused on what would she get?
A thing that like once I have children, like, that if I feel like my body is not where I want it to be, especially like if I worked out and all of that, and it's not where I want it to be, then yeah, I would probably go.
That's something I always said. Yeah. I always said after I have kids, and it's not because I know me, I want hips. Like I don't have. Well, I have like these dents in my hips that I want to be filled out. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if me having kids don't fill that out, then after I'm done having kids, I do want a mommy makeover.
Right. Yeah.
Because, listen.
Yeah, I'm very pro mommy makeover.
And I also may want.
That's what a mommy makeover is. Boobs.
Why are you giving the greatest, the beautiful gifts?
God created you with tetes.
And you want to take them away.
Tedaz. And you're gonna take them away. So if y'all are watching right now and you can't see how the shirt is poking out, it's poking.
What? We need to post her birthday picture like on this.
Yes.
That's what
you know what I mean?
How that shit pop on the screen like that.
So what, does your back hurt with them or something?
Yes. Oh my yes. God. I have.
What's your it's size? Just the pain of the pain of beauty.
Oh, I'm
bigger. So I go right.
Yeah. But I'm.
It's like they wear heels.
Yeah, so it probably hurts you.
Yeah. Right. Wait, what was that?
I said, you know, you girls wear heels, you know, and they'll, you know, they're painful. So
I love you that.
But yeah, they're painful. But you know, your boobs are gonna be painful. It's just the price
I
of mean, beauty.
It all depends on people. Cause she said her back hurts, mine don't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
No,
okay.
And I'm a 38 triple D.
So yeah. just me. Never mind. Okay. I'm not gonna go that route tonight.
I'm about to say
I'm not gonna go that route tonight. I was slipping to that route, but I'm gonna.
Mainly for me, growing up, it was always like when I developed my boobs. I developed my boobs like the third and fourth grade, and so I developed them very young. And so the way like. You know, my mom reacted to the fact that I had such big boobs at such, it put in my head that there was something wrong with having big boobs. So for a long time, I never used to like show my boobs. I love being in baggy clothes. Like till this day, I still love being in baggy clothes. But now I'm getting more comfortable that once it's time to go out.
Yeah, that's
the answer. The girls are out.
Wait, let them flow. Let them go.
The girls are out. Like when it's time. When it's time to go out, the girls are out, but like Monday through Thursday, right. In the hoodie. Or
wait, that's so funny, Sophie, because mine started developing like third, fourth grade, and I thought I had big boobs back then, and then they just never got bigger.
Oh, no, mine just kept getting bigger.
So, they just never got bigger.
And another reason why I said I would get a reduction, because I'm scared that once I have kids, they're just gonna,
yeah, they're
grow
gonna
even more.
Yeah.
And I
that's
already,
just that's for the your husband to enjoy, you know, all that extra milk.
Yeah, but also when you breastfeed and stuff, then
it deflates. Yeah, right? And like I do not want my
never gonna come
get
back.
The orangutans.
Yikes.
So you know, you go have them Negro spiritual titties. Swing low. Sweet cherry.
Yo, Sean is dying. You ever saw Nutty Professor in the end? Like, there's like,
oh my god,
after the credits, the grandma came out, and her titties was like,
oh yeah, that shit was so nasty. That shit was so crazy. Y'all.
That's my fear. I do not want that. Like, I do not want that over myself. So, if they do deflate, and I will be getting a boob job to make sure that whether it's a, because I don't know if I want implants. But I know for sure I want a breast lift. Yeah.
What are you implanting?
You should always put it in.
No, if they deflate.
If they deflate.
If they deflate after having kids and after
breastfeeding. I think it'll be good.
It'll be a lift. No, not implants.
No, but sometimes they have to. Everyone gets the implants. Sometimes you have to.
A lot of people that I know that did get theirs reduced and lifted, it's not like
the volume isn't there.
It's not the same. So they regret not getting like a half an implant or an implant.
Well,
I'm gonna take their word for it.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just gonna rock with that. Yeah, just gonna rock with that.
Sophie's still touching on her titties.
Cause I'm like, I don't want
that. She thinking about it now. I think about all possibilities.
But when
you
lose weight, don't they go down too?
No,
oh, mine do.
Like, I mean, Sophie's already.
Sophie's already my routine.
Yeah.
When it comes down to
but
that.
Even I feel like at times I feel like when I lose weight they get bigger. I'm like friends, like
okay, I feel like smaller.
I feel like the weight just be going to my boobs, like friends. I need y'all to.
That's
chill.
Where mine go to my boobs and my arms.
Yeah, I feel like when I gain weight, it goes to my stomach and my boobs. Like
so, with all these worries that we have, right? Sheena, what are like your top worries with having the surgery?
Well, I want to wake up. I'm scared that I may not wake up from the anesthesia, or I'll wake up and then die.
Oh, like in post-op?
Yes, like for, what are they, a fat emboli? Where the
fat goes into the blood cell.
But the thing about that is very, very low nowadays because the Plastic Surgery Association changed the way that they have to do the procedure now. So back in the day, I mean, it can still happen, but most of the time when you're seeing it happen, you're seeing doctors that are not board certified. that did the procedure and they didn't do it the way that the association tells them to do it.
Gotcha. So
before, they used to take all your fat, meaning, I'm not sure if you guys know, but you have internal fat and you have external fat. And the internal fat is underneath the muscle. Mm-hmm. So before, they used to bust through the muscle, get the internal fat, and then come back through. And when they would come back through that muscle, sometimes fat can get into that blood vessel that was busted. And then it'll go into the heart, and then the heart will pump it out into the lungs. And that's how they will deceased.
Oh, shit.
So now they tell you not to go through that muscle. So if you see some people say, my doctor told me I have to lose a little more weight before I could get it done, because they want you to have better results, it's because you have more internal fat than you have external fat. So for you to see a difference, they don't want to just, okay, we could take your external fat, but you're not going to look right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now, since they're going on top of that muscle, it's very rare, they would say, like 0.000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well,
like, when you're that low, they say you really don't have much to worry about.
That's good. Okay.
So, you know, I ain't going to lie. I can't wait for the surgery. I mean,
we're happy for you.
Yeah. We are happy for you.
We can't wait for the after.
I can't wait for the after. I want to know what I look like. I'm not even scared of the fact, like, I'm not scared of the surgery itself, because I know I'm not going to feel it, because I'm going to be asleep. Uh-huh. I just want to wake up, and then I'll deal with the after effects of whatever pain it is. Well, like, I don't even know if I could take pain.
How long is that recovery?
Yeah. So for the it could be about, like, I would say like 2 weeks, as in for you to be up and moving.
Oh.
Now, result wise, they say after 3 months is when the swelling goes down and you'll start seeing something. Like, you'll start, this may be your final result. And then at 6 months is pretty much your final result, because the swelling is down. Yeah. You lose about 40% of fat that they put in. So they try to put as much as they can because they know you're going to lose some of the fat.
Yeah.
And then after that, you should start seeing. But it's also all about who you go to for those massages.
Yeah.
That body.
That's it.
And then it's also staying off that ass, because, you know,
it's
so the good thing about it is that you right now you are working from home. Mm-hmm. So you're able to, like, kind of stay off that ass.
Yeah.
Right. So
hella belly, hella stomach, knees.
So are you taking any time off from work at all?
Yes, just for the first week, and then my boss is going to send me a laptop, because right now I have two desktops, two monitors. So she was like, so I don't have to, like, be on my knees or whatever. Yeah. She'll give me a laptop where I could just travel it.
Oh, that's dope.
Oh,
that's
someone that has surgery before.
That's she cares.
Yeah. As someone that has surgery before, I could tell you that initially, like, going into the operating room is going to be scary as shit.
Okay.
Because, like, you're seeing all the machines, the monitors, you're hearing all these things, you're seeing them prepare the tools they're going to use. That's going to be nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. But thankful for me, when I had surgery, it wasn't a plastic surgery, it was a medical surgery. But when I had surgery, the anesthesiologist was just making me laugh and was, like, cracking jokes and, like, literally distracting me from
everything
that was going on in the room. So, like, so what
go in with happy thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go in, like, laughing, cracking jokes with the staff, like, interacting with them to keep you distracted from what's going on in the room. Cause there's going to be a lot of people in there and doing, like, different things. And you're just like, what is happening? Like, what are you doing? And I remember, like, I was introduced to, like, every single doctor that was going to be in that room. They kept coming up to me like, I'm your anesthesiologist. I'm your this. I'm your dad. And I'm like, damn. Like,
it's a lot of y'all.
And I'm not even going to remember y'all names. Mm-hmm. Like, and then all I remember is they put the mask on for your anesthesia. And he's like, I'm going to count to 10. By 3, I was out.
So they didn't inject it?
That's how they do it.
I'm not sure they injected it in my IV. All I just remember is they put a mask over my face. And he's like, just breathe. And then I'm going to count to 10. And then by the time he got to 3... I was out.
I know when I had my surgery. Well, whatever, and they put me under.
He didn't get his knees done.
I did not get my BBL.
But if I see him with the six pack, he got a fake six pack.
Nah, that's not that's not facts.
I'm gonna ask for that. But
I remember when they was like, "Yo, count backwards," and I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "By the time you get to like five, you'll be out." And I'm like, "Nah, my nigga, like I'm good. 9, 8, 7 Wait.
I legit wanted to fight it. Like, I was one of those kids that when my mom gave me NyQuil, I would try to fight it. So I went into the surgery like, I ain't finna fall asleep. Like, they ain't gonna get me. I'm gonna be up the whole time. Like,
Y'all seen that movie? What's that movie when he's awake?
Okay, no, we're not doing that.
I wasn't trying to be awake, but I'm stronger. Is, but in my head, I'm stronger than this. And then you start to feel, and I'm like, whoa, stop. Hold on. Wait 1 second. And then I'm out. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait 1 second. And then I come through. And then, like, the doctor was like, yo, you was talking bad shit. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, well, you was out, because I guess you can still, like...
You can be... You're lucid, basically, that lucid state.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm glad people was in this. I was like, yo, what did I say? I was out.
No,
but
when you came back too.
No, like he was saying when I went out,
you went into
I
saw like you before you went out.
Oh, so he was really like
I was talking because you can still
knocked out.
Yeah,
like he was in the moment where like, he was asleep. You know when you're sleeping, but when you're like half sleep,
he was
you're
like
sleeping, but you're not fully asleep. He wasn't fully asleep
because I know there's different types of anesthesia.
Because they had to like put my elbow back in place and. Put my elbow and my shoulder back in place. So off in football. Mm-hmm. So when I was going in, I had my ex with me and it was like, alright, like we're gonna tell her to come out, like come outside real quick. And I'm like, nah. They was like, nah, trust me, you don't want her to see this. So I was like, alright, fuck it. So then when I came back, like the nurse, he was like laughing, and I'm like, what's so funny? Like, I'm still groggy. He was like, yo, you was talking bad shit. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, yo, just be glad that we took her out of the room. I was like, yo, what the fuck did I say? And I don't know what I said. Because he never told me.
There are videos out there of people that, like, are trying to fight the anesthesia. Mm-hmm. But the anesthesia really took effect. It's just that they don't remember it. So they go into that. That talking stage where they're like
talking
that drunk and high, yeah, that talking in, and they start saying
whatever
Ian said.
Yeah, I would love to know what I said. I still want to know what I said because I'm
can't
like
wait to get rid of this bitch.
I'm not sorry because you're an ex for a reason.
If any of the doctors recognize his face and was in that surgery, please, we want to know. And ex, please don't read the comments. Just don't.
She can read, you know. I don't give a fuck. You were ex for a reason, you know. But
I don't
it is.
Give a
fuck about you. Well, I got one more question though. For
okay.
You.
End it off with the last call.
So we're going to end it off. All right.
Yeah.
So after it's all said and done and you're new again, who is going to be the first person in this entire world that you give the honors after or during your boyfriend, whatever, if you leave your boyfriend or not? Mm-hmm. Who are you going to get the honors to?
You mean after him?
Who? After him or whatever. I don't know. You said that.
You said you was going to get rid of him.
I'm trying to bag G Herbo.
Oh, that's who gonna get the honors? They gonna test the
G
new
Herbo
booty out
or Barker? What's his name? Carmella Anthony.
G Herbo or Carmella gonna test the new booty?
You know Carmella's for the streets too.
He could
so
be for the streets because
G Herbo, yeah, G Herbo got somebody, but Carmella he for the streets now.
He got somebody too. He got Lala.
No,
they divorcing.
They,
where have you been?
They're officially, because I thought they got back.
No, after that, she officially,
because apparently I think he got kids on the way.
Oh yeah,
he has kids on the way.
Hey. So he gonna test the new ass out.
I mean, if I could get him.
Word.
Okay. Well, let's just say that you can't.
A regular person. If I choose a regular person.
Who gonna get the first nude pic?
Nah, fuck it. Who gonna test that new ass out?
I would say Rico.
Who's that? My boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
my dude. Whatever.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah. But you thought I was gonna say you sure?
No, I didn't. I know who you gonna say. I know who you gonna say. Could have been another nigga. Close. You know?
No. No.
Well, we're gonna blur that part out.
Yeah.
Yes, we're gonna blur that out. Yeah.
You can be talking about the car, Infinity.
Yeah, in the infinities.
Yeah. Okay.
Infinity.
In the back of the Infinity. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. So on that note,
that was cool though. That was good.
You know, I enjoyed this. Well, first, before we do this, real quick, you know. We need to do a before and after, because this is going to be a part two, right? Mm-hmm. So since this is going to be a part two, can you, you know, give us a little stand up?
I think we should put her by the wall, maybe.
We won't do that
right here.
Because it's going to cut me off, kind
of. Nah, it's not going to cut you off. That camera's not going to cut
it's
you
gonna
off.
It's going to get all that ass.
It's going to get all.
Or what?
Yeah, so stand up and do it from right now.
Yeah, just, Sean, let's move it a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah, there we go.
That's how I said we should probably do
about
a wall.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about all that.
I can see the camera from here.
We're good.
Oh, child, see,
look. Okay.
So this is what I got going. No booty, y'all. No booty, y'all. No booty.
Okay.
I see what the stallion's about to come out.
It's gonna be a bow.
When I come, it's probably gonna be way big, like a lot.
But the thing about it is, and you know, for a person that, you know, damn, saying all my shit, but for a person that recently dealt with someone that had the surgery done.
Yo, stop. Stop.
What?
Yo, you funny as hell.
Nah, I wasn't botched.
It was just
crazy. We'll talk about this off camera. There's legal issues so you saw how I walked. Never mind. I forgot what I was gonna say because that's
for
sure.
Somebody that you.
Oh yeah, yeah. So for somebody that I used to
mess with that
got the surgery done. You can't take the same pounding that she was taking before for a while. You're not going to be able to take that same.
That's my favorite position.
Girl.
That's what you're saying?
So you got a good 3 months of soft sex. Okay. Nice.
But then again, it also depends on the person, too.
Can you take pain?
I don't know yet.
Can you take pain right now?
Well, I haven't. Nobody did anything for any type of pain for me to say it.
So you can't
so
take
you
pain. You can't. She can't
no,
take.
I,
if
no,
she
I
never
mean, that, or she has a high tolerance. Right. That whatever pain that you be given is nothing to
I'm
her.
I'm so much.
And on that case, you know, follow us on follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Y'all go to our Instagram, the new normal Instagram.
Yeah.
There you'll find our link tree to our YouTube if you want to watch us. You also find our link to our Anchor if you want to just listen to us. You vibing on your way to work, on your way home from work, on the way to your sneaky link house. You know why you in recovery. You know if you want to listen to our podcast, the link to our Anchor is there. That's where you find us on all our streaming services. And then if you want to follow us individually, our link to our Instagram is also up there, and then I'll link to Twitter. So just go on Instagram. Instagram has everything. The new normal Instagram, it has everything you need. Check it out.
Like, subscribe.
Like, share,
and subscribe.
So you know, thank you again for listening. Sheena, thank you for coming.
Word. Thank you.
You did that.
And, yes,
we she can't. Was probably one of my favorite guests.
Thank you.
Yeah. We can't wait. For part two.
I'm be standing up, y'all.
You're gonna be standing up and kneeling down. You can kneel. Right. You know, we'll get you.
Might get some knee pads for this one.
Nah. You gonna have to kneel. Trust me, you'll want to kneel.
Cause he has experience.
I'm about to say something. Hey, look.
And on that note,
this is the new normal podcast.